Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I went back to their show.
I get messy.
You get messy. I think we had a Tolo every hour saying that we suck. We did.
This is true.
Yeah. This is true. I'm looking at it right now. You guys are so much better than those stupid guys at the night. And I hope it's not Tolos that are two-faced.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That's what I hope it's not.
Hold on. Say that again.
I just hope it's not two-faced Tolos.
No. What are you saying? Somebody's texting into other shows?
To when they were on in Fan After Dark yesterday.
Oh, saying that y'all were better than us?
Pump up our guys.
I mean,
let's take them out of it. But no, the aspersions.
What was the most damaging thing?
I don't know if I can read it on air.
There was one that...
you remembered them.
No.
Yeah, I got them written down.
I took pictures of them. So this Tim and Gavin.
This one made me laugh. There was one that was like, So Kevin read it, and it was you guys
read it out loud.
Oh, yeah. Wow!
Okay.
Tolo said it, not me.
I mean, it's kind of an unofficial. Hey, you don't crap on the other show that you're filling in. But go ahead, continue.
No, it was somebody asked, "Who are you guys? You're not Fred and Blake." And Kevin read it out loud, and then I said, "What gave it away?" And somebody texted in, and it was like, "Well, you guys aren't ignorant like Blake is."
Yeah. Wow. Wow. You know what? We're not going to take that. Okay. We're not going to take that.
I didn't stand for it. That's why I didn't read it out loud.
And I appreciate you not doing that. I do.
I'm just hoping it's the Tolos that already hate us. I'm fine with that.
That's fine.
But I hope it's not a Tolo that's kissing ass on the other side.
That was swayed by Jake and Kakakel last night?
No, you could be swayed by them. I hope it's not a Tolo that's like loving us up and then we're not on. And doesn't realize we can see the text messages and see their other messages and like, oh, these guys.
Just being two-faced?
Two-faced. You can hate us all you want. That's part of the game.
Hey, real quick, I think we got ourselves a decent little haiku here from the 817.
You got a hiccup?
I do.
Hiccups during radio. I mean, they just go hand in hand, hey?
This came up out of the blue. From the 817, Nico a bum. He's far more than dumb. Get out, you fat bum. Okay, I mean, I appreciate
it.
Did say bum twice, all right? And Nico, bum is only 4 syllables, so.
Now, see, texts like this, I like. You young, just talking about Jacob and Kevin.
I love the fact that you went back a full day.
I did. I've been scrolling the whole show.
To read what was said last night.
I have not looked at anything from today's show.
Yeah.
You young men are great. Get to listen different times, 7 days a week. You are very knowledgeable. Keep up the good work. See, that's how you compliment.
Oh, look at that.
Did you get to the point where the entire text line was flaming my haircut?
I did.
Were they?
I seen that. They were in all caps saying that it was not.
Yeah, it was like
favorite.
One guy. Or no, it was a bunch of people, but like some people were being funny. One guy was just being a word I can't say on radio.
Yeah,
you
rude.
Guys are so much better than that other guy normally on at night. From 321. I almost want to read out their whole
phone number.
I almost want to read this whole phone number.
What do you say?
You guys are so much better than that other guy normally on at night. Very early in the show, might I add.
Right. I mean, y'all just started. just 30 minutes into the show. Maybe he just appreciated the fact that within the first minute, you know, Kevin was already halfway deep into the show, just a minute into the show. And when you come, and look, I'm just going to tell you right now from Fan After Dark, brand new, all right? Get used to it, all right? We may get into it. We may not, all right? I teased something tonight that I never paid off. You know what it was about that Monday night game that I liked so much that may pay off on next Monday night? Guess what? Stick around tomorrow and you'll find out.
Guys, okay? I am thoroughly enjoying the show. Your knowledge of sports and the discussions are tremendous. Keep it up. They need to move you to the morning show.
Wow. What? Move to the morning show. Don't even take us. Tell you what, hey, I'm okay with it. Don't take our job. You take over Sean and RJ. Outstanding. All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
I don't remember these phone numbers.
Yeah, I was gonna say. You know what? We're looking at it through the wrong guys. Let's appreciate the fact that we've got great teammates who filled in wonderfully for us.
Wonderfully.
Last night. Uh-huh. Because not just anybody can do a nighttime show.
Nope.
All right. It takes a special little something to do a nighttime show. All right. We still got three calls.
We got four now.
Okay.
It's one of the guys.
You know what?
I sent that text.
That was me. I'm standing on business. 10 toes in. Let me tell you something. This is what separates Fan After Dark from everybody else. I just want to get that straight. All right. So who we got first?
We got Steve in Royce City.
Steve in Royce City. What's good, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to give you guys a shout-out. Yes, of course, super excited about Nico. He's already done his damage. I mean, it sucks. He's gone. It doesn't suck that he's gone. It's great that he's gone, but it sucks that he's already done his damage.
Exactly.
Second, though, real quick, my Dallas Cowboys. I have vintage Dallas Cowboys hats from the 90s. I have, you know, great Dallas Cowboys gear, and I don't want to say I'm ashamed, but I don't want to wear it anymore, and it sucks because my Dallas Cowboys don't care about Dallas Cowboys football. They care about Dallas Cowboys money, and I hate that because I love my Dallas Cowboys. I'm a grown-up 90s kid.
Yeah.
You know, they were winning Super Bowls, so that's what I knew when I was 10 years old, and since then I haven't seen anything. I'm about to turn 40 years old, and I just pray to God, please, I just want to see – maybe just a NFC championship before I die.
You'll see it.
You know?
You'll see it.
Can I make a comment? What was his name?
It's Steve in Royce City.
I like his voice. If Steve needs to fill in, I like his voice.
Okay, Steve, you just got an invite to stop by the station anytime. Great stuff from you, Steve. And you know what? Get that cowboy gear out. Wear it with pride and be glad that you did it because you should be, my man. All right, who's next?
Let's go to our boy Tom in Arlington.
Tom in Arlington. I feel like we just talked to Tom the other day. What's up, Tom in Arlington?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you all I listen to you every night, and I love you. And, Blake, don't worry about those guys. Fred, you're awesome. And I appreciate the opportunity to listen to you.
Tom, I'll tell you what. Call tonight right there.
Appreciate the opportunity
Tom,
to listen
I'll tell you
to
you. What,
I mean,
you're
put
the
him
best.
In the Hall of Fame.
You're the best. Can we just go ahead and just kill the show now? I mean, I don't know that I really need anything else to do. We'll have Jet and new guy Jake finish it off.
What is Tom backwards?
Mott.
Yes, it is. That's all I got
to
say.
Okay. I don't really know where to go with this. Call of the day so far. Not to say that Steve in Royce City wasn't a good call.
I told Steve I loved his voice and gave him a...
You did.
Am I allowed to be giving out applications like that?
I did think that was a little weird. Next caller.
Got Michael in Dallas.
Michael in... Is this Diamond Mike?
It's Diamond Mike.
Diamond Mike in Dallas. What's good, bro?
Hey, a couple of positive things, man. I got to talk to you on Monday. I called it with my friends. Nico's out. I felt something. It felt great. Also, I'm glad that Blake stayed over to the studio because for some reason I had the night off. I woke up and I was just listening to Blake and CA.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It was amazing. I didn't know if it was 536, 37, 30. It was great. Then I had one of the also great duos, Fred and Brian. And I was like, man, what a day just not to do nothing. Now, yeah. But don't get me wrong, I had to do some errands.
Yeah.
And I actually got to catch the after show from 7 to 9 a little bit. And it was a good show. So
look,
it was like good coverage the whole time. It was a great positive day, because we already know we got that news of what happened at 9:45 and got released at 10:30. So, yes, got that off my chest.
Diamond Mike, always a great call from you, my friend. We love hearing from you. You are one of the ultimate fatties, and so don't ever.
Fatty Hall of Fame.
Oh, he's a Fatty Hall of Famer. In fact, you can put Blake and I down as references on a resume. All right, who's next?
Joel in Dallas, you're up.
Joel in Dallas, what's good, man?
What's going on, fellas? Longtime fatty here. Love you guys. Love the show. Great show tonight, as always. Man, I'm going to say I'm a born and raised in DFW, 36 years old, loyal to the soil, Dallas fan, as much as you'll ever meet. And I've given up on the Mavericks and the NBA as a whole. I can't, the further this goes along, we're 9 months removed from the Luka trade now, and I just keep getting so much more angry about it the longer we move past it, and I guess the more that I see him play every night and go out and dominate. That guy was our guy, you know, and the NBA did their part in 06. They jobbed us out of a chip then. You can go and listen to Tim Donaghy's podcast. He'll tell you all about it. And then, Fred, I'm with you on the something. There was a backroom deal somewhere with Nico.
Amen.
It just doesn't make sense, man. And so I've thrown out all my Mavericks gear. I haven't watched a single game this year, and I'm just focusing on, you know, I can normally do three sports, you know, and actually pay a lot of attention to each of them. So I've just kind of swapped the NBA for the NHL this year, and
okay.
I'm enjoying it a lot more. It sucks though, because, you know, it feels like they took a sport that I loved and something like, and a team that I loved away from me, but
ripped your heart out.
Continue to watch. Yeah. Yeah. So, 9 months later, 10 months later, whatever it is, man, it's unforgivable, and, I can't do it.
It's all right. You know what, Joel, it's time to let the healing begin. It's time to let the healing begin.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start today. Again, it's not changes and easy. All right, and you know
one
what?
Day at a time, man.
You have voice. This has been hurting. I can tell. I can just tell from the word. I mean, I can tell from the words coming out of your mouth right now to all the DFW folks out there listening to you right now. Like, there, you know how many people are nodding in agreement with you,
and
are saying to themselves, "Joel feels exactly the same way I do."
Someone just honk their horn for you.
The catharticism that's happening right now.
Spell that.
It's cathartic for everybody, myself included. And I don't even feel that same way. But you know what? I could feel it through the power in the words in your voice. You have a open invite.
Oh, you're inviting the voice.
To 105 through the fan.
I think.
To the phone line.
Do we have any other callers after this? I feel like we should. Okay,
great call, good. Joel. Great call from you, my friend.
It's a good spot to end. I got a new idea for us.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, just real quick, Steve, Tom, Diamond Mike, and Joel.
Fantastic.
Four great calls.
Fantastic. Good energy.
We got one more call. If you want to chime in, 877-881-1053. We'll take one more call tonight. What
Jacob's
are you about
like,
to say?
I don't see anybody on the
text. I was
going
to say, nobody's calling in right now.
You didn't seem like there was someone there.
I'm aware that there's not. I'm saying we have one more. That's why I gave the phone number. I've got one more slot.
When we throw them on?
Absolutely.
Wow, that
straight
was quick.
Because that's what we do.
Where do we think they're from? Let's guess. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Garland.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Where are you gonna go?
I'm I'm going to say, let's see, we got Roy City, Arlington, Dallas, Dallas. I'm going to go with McKinney.
I'm going to go with Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. What's your name?
Hey, it's Javier with the, yeah, I can't say it because I'll get hung up on again from yesterday.
Javier, what happened yesterday? Do tell, friend.
The Nico stuff.
Were you the guy that said the funky penguin or funky parrot or something like that?
I dropped you.
You dropped him. Okay.
Javier, my bad, Javier.
Funky town.
I got scared.
It's all right. Hey, my son's name is Xavier, so I ain't mad at you. All right, what you got there, Javier, in Fort Worth?
This is my first time listening to you guys, and obviously, I wanted to see how y'all were, and it's my first time chiming in. I didn't get a chance to listen to a lot of the stuff. I did send into the fan text about the ICY jerseys for UT.
Okay.
A couple things, though. I didn't get a chance to say how I felt about the Nico stuff going forward. It needed to happen. Unfortunately, it is a bad situation. It's time to rebuild. As for the Cowboys, I think every year for the past 15 years, we've either had the best defense or the best offense, never the same. And I don't know how we can change that. I want to hear what y'all think about that. But man, you got a new fan, man. I'm a big fan.
Man, that's what I'm talking about right there, Javi. Great stuff from you as always, my friend. And I'll tell you what, again,
welcome to the family.
Much like Steve, Tom, Diamond Mike, and Joel. Open invite.
You're a fatty now.
You're a fatty for life, brother. It's like you can't get rid of it. All right, last one. Take us home.
Got David in Fort Worth. Here we go.
David in Fort Worth. All right, wait. Hold on, Dave. You don't jump the gun. What you got, bro?
I would just really like somebody to talk about what really torpedoed the Mavericks season last year. 2 years ago, they went to the NBA Finals. Lost to Boston. All they were missing was three-point shooting. They get Klay Thompson. The next year, they have a rash of biblical injuries. I mean, what, 18 players on an IR? They were fielding guys from the street.
Yeah.
They literally almost had to forfeit games because they couldn't even field six players.
Mm.
And this year, part of the reason their record is what it is the same rash of injuries is going on. Why does the team not address that? Because,
yeah,
I mean,
they're trying
look
to
into it. Do something. Yeah. Check your training staff. Fire your trainer. I don't know.
Do something.
Change the brand of mop you're using to mop up sweat. If the injuries didn't happen at Torpedo last year.
Yeah.
They're in fourth place, and they never trade Luka.
No. Boy, Dave, you ain't wrong about that. Dave, are you driving tonight? What are you doing, man? What are you up to? No? Oh, Dave's gone.
We might want to check on Dave.
Man, I'll tell you what. Dave was getting good, too. That was really getting to him. I'll tell you what. What a tremendous bank of phone calls. You've got your thoughts. I'll tell you what. We're up against it. We got to go to break. Blake's got thoughts. We will recap what was a just incredible tolls on the telephone. And we had a suggestion the other night. I don't know if you read it or not, because we were knee-deep in whatever the hell it is we were doing, but somebody had a suggestion on to change the name of that segment.
What segment?
Okay, the one we just did. And okay. I'll tell you what it is next, all right? So Blake's got thoughts. I've got a Tolo who suggested. Plenty of thoughts. Don't go anywhere. It's final segment.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.